大家好，我是滴滴，在洛杉矶向你问好。欢迎你收听为你读英语美文，你可以搜索微信公众号为你读英语美文，了解更多内容，查看原文。今天想要和你一起分享的文字来自丰子恺，说的是咱们生活中事情一点一滴渐渐发生的道理，希望你会喜欢。Gradualness by 丰子恺。 The subtle factor that makes life endurable is gradualness. It is by this gradualness that the Creator deceives all humans. Through the process of imperceptible gradual change, innocent kids become ambitious youth, chivalrous youthbecome unfeeling grown-ups. Aggressive grown-ups become mulish old fogies. Since the change takes place by slow degrees, year by year, month by month, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, you feel as if you were permanently your same old self, always seeing much fun and meaning in life.Like one walking a long, long way down an extremely gentle mountain slope, hardly perceives its degree of incline or notices the altered scenes as he moves along. You thus take a positive view of life and find it endurable. Suppose a kid suddenly became a young man overnight.Or a young man suddenly became an old man in a matter of hours from dawn till dusk, you would definitely feel astonished, emotionally stirred and sad, or lose any interest in life due to its transience. Hence, it is evident that life is sustained by gradualness. This gradualness is particularly crucial to women.Beautiful young ladies starred in an opera or stage show will someday end up becoming grannies, moping their remaining years away around a fire. This may at first sound incredible, and young ladies may refuse to accept it as true. Fact is, however, all aged women you meet today have, without exception, gradually evolved from beautiful young ladies of yesterday.It is also due to this gradualness that one is able to reconcile himself to his reduced circumstances. Fiction and reality abound with instances of a good-for-nothing young man from a wealthy family gradually ruining his family by repeated business failures and becoming in turn a poor wretch, a hired laborer, a slave, a rogue,a pauper, and a thief. Since it is a process of gradual change covering, say, 10 to 20 years, he doesn't experience any terrible emotional shock at all. Therefore, in spite of all the intense sufferings, hunger, cold, illness, imprisonment, torture, he continues to cling to the present life.On the other hand, however, if the wealthy young man were all of a sudden reduced to begging and thieving, he would definitely feel too aggrieved to go on living. Gradualness is really the mysterious law of Mother Nature, the subtle artifice of the Creator. The unnoticed mutual replacement of opposites,the change of the four seasons, and the survival or extinction of species, all is imperceptibly governed by this law. Budding spring gradually changes into virgin summer. Withered autumn gradually changes into bleak winter. Though we have gone through several dozen years, yet on a winter night, when we sit around a fire or lie in bed,We can hardly imagine how we would feel on a summer day, consuming cold drinks and fanning ourselves busily, and vice versa. The gradual change from winter to summer, or from summer to winter, takes place day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, without leaving any marked traces in between. The same with daylight gradually fading into night. When you sit by your window reading a book towards the evening, you'll find the words on each page gradually becoming blurred. But if you keep on reading, with the words still legible, due to the gradual strengthening of your eyesight in the deepening twilight, you'll be unconscious of daylight already transformed into night. Likewise, when at dawn you stand intently gazing out of a window into the eastern horizon, you never feel the transition from night to day. While parents living together with their children all the time never perceive their gradual growth, they may fail to recognize, however, a distant relative whom they have not seen for quite some time. I remember how, on each New Year's Eve, we used to sit by a red candle to eagerly wait for our narcissus to come into full bloom. How silly we were! If the narcissus had really come into bloom in our presence at our desire, it would have meant the violation of the law of nature, the weakening of the foundation of the universe, and the last day of humanity. Through bit by bit change, gradualness conceals from notice the lapse of time and the change of things, so that people are misled into believing that everything remains the same eternally. What a trick the Creator is playing on humans! Here's a story by way of illustration. There was a farmer who would jump over a ditch holding a calf in his arms on his way to work in the fields every morning, and also on his way back home every evening. A year later, the calf had grown bigger and heavier, almost like a cow, but the farmer, insensible to its increasing weight, continued the same old daily routine. One day, however, he didn't go to work for some reason, and starting from the next day, he was no longer able to carry his calf in his arms in jumping over the ditch. The Creator uses the same trick to make you so obsessed with life that you become oblivious to its changeableness and hardships. You are kept jumping over the ditch nonstop day after day with the growing calf in your arms. While you suppose wrongly that life is immutable, you are in fact putting heavier burdens on yourself from day to day. I think the clock is most symbolic of life. It normally seems to be still at first sight. But of all things artificially made, it is the most busy, with its hands moving all the time. The same is true of life. We are apt to think that we are forever our own selves and unchangeable, while in fact we're ever changing like the hands of a clock. Alas, as long as we're alive, we're completely fooled by gradualness into believing that we will always remain the same and unchangeable, and therefore becoming only too ready to hold on to this life. Time is the essence of gradualness. Ordinary people have only a superficial understanding of time. They seem to know it only as regards such small matters as boarding a train or boat, but not in things concerning a lifetime. They see the trees, but not the wood. Take the passengers of a train, for example. Often, some passengers are sensible and considerate enough to offer their own seats to the elderly or handicapped, so that they themselves can enjoy peace of mind or momentary public praise. Some, when they see other passengers falling over one another in getting off the train, purposely make room by staying behind or call out, "Don't squeeze! Well, I'll make it! Nobody will be left behind!" But few will be as sensible and considerate when making the long journey of life on board a big social or global train. Therefore, I wish men would live a much shorter life. If their lifespan could become as brief as the time they spend on a train or a boat, human society would probably witness far less bitter strife, and people would be as polite and modest as on the train. However, we do have among us a few who know how to correctly view life. They are great indeed. They refuse to be fooled by gradualness or the Creator.今天的文字就和你分享到这里了。丰子恺的文章生动有趣，通俗易懂，然而又颇有韵味，希望你也从中能够得到一些感悟。我是滴滴，感谢你的用心聆听，我们下期节目再见。